Hello and welcome. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me for Moneyline this week. Another Friday here, July 17th. Big show coming up. We're taking your questions again, going through individual stocks. We're going to give you an update on the vaccine stocks, which ones are moving. We had a new buy recommendation this week. Believe it or not, longevity. We're going to talk about that a little bit. A little bit of a reversal in the NASDAQ on Monday. Where's the market heading now? I see a lot of great opportunities. All this and more coming up on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, thanks again for joining me again. This is Matt McCall. It is July 17th. It's a Friday here in beautiful Baltimore. I am in the home office today, as you can see. So not the prettiest background, so I apologize. But hoping really soon to get back into the podcast studio. We got some fun new lights and backgrounds and all kinds of stuff for you. So we hope to maybe next week or the week after, but we'll be back in there soon. I promise it'll look a little bit nicer for you. So today's show, the last two have been pretty long, going close to an hour. It's been keeping down about 30 minutes. I got a really busy day. It's been a long week. So what I'm going to do here is kind of go pretty quick through it. We're going to talk market. Little tease of a new stock we just added. We're going to talk about vaccines. We're going to talk about IPOs and biotechs, SPACs. Again, we're going to touch on that. Video games. And then we're going to get into some individual stocks that a lot of people are asking about and they've been on the move. So a lot to cover. So let's just jump right into it. Again, thanks for joining us here. And if you want to like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment down there, it'd be great. Obviously, I try to get to all your comments every week, so it'd be great if you just do that for me. It'd be great. And we want to keep the community going as well. So let's take a look at the market here first. And we had a bit of a market reversal. And if I apologize, looking here, it's where my computer's set up today. A little bit of a market reversal here on Monday. We did NASDAQ Composite gap up higher to a new all-time high on the back of the Moderna news. We'll talk about that in a minute, the vaccine company. Rallied up and then closed on the low today. In a candlestick chart, it's actually pretty damn ugly. It's this big engulfing bearish candle. And a lot of times when it happens at the top, it will indicate a short-term pullback at a minimum. So we had a rally back the next day. We actually gapped down again on Tuesday, went to the lows of the day, but then rallied and closed up on a high of the day. Followed through on Wednesday, and now today we have the NASDAQ basically unchanged. It was up a little bit prior, but we're unchanged right now around 10,470 on NASDAQ Composite. So for the week, we're down slightly, not much at all, but I do see some consolidation going on here. We have seen some individual stocks pull back, 10, 12% from the highs, but again, a lot of them are still up really big for the year. So to me, it's going to be individual stock picking from here on out into next year, maybe even longer. But the market itself does look good. I mean, we're still, if you take a look at NASDAQ for the March low, we are in a beautiful, very tight trading range in an uptrend, higher highs, higher lows. Everything still looks kosher. Nothing to be really worried about here. As long as it holds above the 10,000 level, which is a 50-day moving average, it's also the uptrend line right there. And like I said, we're at 10,470, so we're quite a bit above that right now. So things look good. Things look good for NASDAQ. A little bit of reversal, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get into individual stocks. Opportunities. A lot of these pullbacks here, we'll see these individual stocks are creating great opportunities. Want to get that out there. We did put a new buyout this week for early stage investors. So I'm sure all of our early stage investor subscribers were able to get to it by now. It's a small biotech company, a couple hundred million market cap. It's in longevity. Some big upside. The longevity sector, I gotta tell you folks, I'm a bit fascinated with it. I'd show you, I have two longevity books, but my phone is on it right now, holding it up, videoing this. But I have two longevity books I've been skimming through here the last few weeks. I got some good information from there. Another book laying around here somewhere. But we were able to cipher and really narrow in on a couple longevity stocks. We decided to add one to the portfolio to early stage investors. So hopefully everybody loved that write-up. It was fun writing, and we're going to have a lot more on longevity as we go forward in the next few months and years, because this is a very, very early stage of a big potential healthcare initiative that's going on. All right, the vaccine update. As I mentioned, Moderna, mRNA, came out with some good news, said they're going to be starting their phase 3 trial on July 27th. That's right around the corner. It's 10 days away. They're going to start with 30,000 adult patients. Each participant is going to receive one injection of 100 milligrams of the drug on day one, and then on day 29 as well. They're also up to be a placebo, but this can take place across 87 different locations, so very diverse there. And of course, when that news came out was earlier this week, and now Moderna's up again today, up another 7.5%, trading here at the best level ever, closing in. I think we hit $90. We came in within 5 cents, hitting $9 a share today. Keep in mind, in February, this stock was in the teens, and now we're at close to 90 right now. So Moderna seems to be the leading candidate right now for vaccine. mRNA, again, is a symbol on that. On July 13th, so earlier this week as well, Pfizer, which is symbol PFE, the big pharmaceutical company, and BioNTech, which is a smaller European company, symbol BNTX, they got the fast-track designation from the FDA for theirs. So they're currently being evaluated in phase 1-2 clinical studies in the U.S. and in Germany. BioNTech is a small German company. But Pfizer hasn't moved much on this news at all. It hasn't moved much really at all year. It's actually down for the year. BioNTech, BNTX, though, obviously up big for the year. In February, before all this mess happened, it was about a $30 stock. Now it's at 80. It's up again today, about 6.2%. So that one's one to keep an eye on. Moderna's one to keep an eye on. But those are basically the two or three, I should say, stocks that are in the news right now, with potential vaccines getting closer to where they need to be. Speaking of the COVID, I don't want to get into it much this week. I feel like I talk about it every week. Obviously, the numbers keep going up. Only thing I'm going to say is I keep reading more and more about the true number of people actually have it. If you take a look at how many are asymptomatic, some of them have just like little symptoms and they would just never go to hospital or get tested. And I got tested last Friday, I think many of you know. I don't know if I shared this or not, but it came back negative because somebody in the office had it. I was exposed to them for a short amount of time, so I had to double check. But, I don't know where we go from here. I'm supposed to be going to California next week for some work, and it looks like the state there might be in trouble, might be shutting down again. So I don't know where this takes the market. All I know is that we will get through this. And when we do, the economy will get back to where it was. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of small businesses that go to business. I'm seeing it all around here in Baltimore. Luckily, the fitness facility I own is still rocking. We got lucky that it was a great community, but a lot of others, especially in gyms, are just getting hit. I mean, they just can't open up. I mean, it is what it is. You still have to pay rent. So I do think we get past COVID sooner rather than later. And I think when that happens, you're gonna see a huge relief rally in this market on top of the rally we saw, because we have so many trillions of dollars in stimulus hitting the economy here and abroad in the next couple of years that it sends it higher. And of course, though, keep in mind, there's gonna be a ton of volatility between now and the end of the year. We have this election coming up that's basically a coin toss. So that's something to keep an eye on too. Uncertainty, market doesn't like it. So we could see a little bit of a sell-off before we get there. Okay, so three new biotechs just today, believe it or not, three new IPOs. 2020 has been a great year for biotechs. For biotechs, yes, and for biotech IPOs. They've had, so far this year, we've had 13 companies already that raised over at least $200 million. Only two reached that mark in all of last year. We already have 13 and only seven in all of 2018. So look at that. You had 18 and 19 together. You got nine. You have 13 already that raised over $200 million. 38 biotechs have filed for an IPO so far this year. Last year at this time, 26. So it's almost 50% more. I got to tell you, it's really, really interesting. Three today. The one that I want to keep an eye on that went out today, it's called Berkeley Lights. Symbol BLI. I don't know if it started trading yet. When I looked at it earlier and started trading, I think it was indicated around $22 a share. And it don't look like I see it yet. I don't know if it's opened yet, but I think it was indicated at 22 and it's not opened as far as I can see here as of yet. But about $22 a share. What's interesting about this is they don't actually produce any drugs. They have a digital cell biology platform. So they can analyze living cells in a bunch of different ways. And this information then is delivered to live to their customers. So, the biotechs and large pharmaceuticals. So I love these somewhat picks and shovels plays, especially when it comes to healthcare and future of healthcare. We've had a lot of good success, two doubles with companies that not similar, but they're kind of the picks and shovels plays off of it, using AI, using software in healthcare. And I think that trend is going to continue. So this is one, I don't know much about it, but I will do a deeper dive on. I'm not recommending it by any means, but Berkeley Lights BLI is one I'm going to be doing more research on for us subscribers. All right. So sticking with the whole IPO thing, SPACs. If you're new to the show, I'll explain what that is real quick. SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Corp. So what happens is people get together and they raise money. It could be $200 million, it could be $4 billion, which I'm going to talk about in a second. It's very high. And with the intention of then going out and buying a private company, and that's how you take it public, through this Special Purpose Acquisition Corp. Well, SPACs have been hot as of late, all year, basically since late last year. And it was pretty amazing. The NASDAQ came out and said that SPACs now make up about 35% of all new listings. And that's just after, in 2014, only made up 3%. So now we're up to 35%. So SPACs are becoming a very interesting way for companies to go public. It's interesting. We've had a lot of big movers here. The first half of the year so far, 39 SPACs, they've raised $12.3 billion. Last year, all of 2019, 58 SPACs, but only $13.6 billion. So we're almost meeting that again. So we're seeing, what are the trends here, folks? Biotech IPOs and SPACs. Those are really all the new companies that are coming. The fascinating, interesting ones are going that route, it appears like. Bill Ackman, who's Pershing Capital, who's the big hedge fund guy. As many of you know, I'm not a huge fan of him, but he's putting together a SPAC right now and just came out this week and said he upped it. He's now looking to raise $4 billion. It's a $4 billion with a B, $4 billion SPAC to go out and buy basically a mature unicorn. What that means is those are companies that are valued above $1 billion, private companies. But a mature unicorn is going to be one that's been around a little longer, probably has decent sales. It's not just an idea. So that's one to keep an eye on there. Yeah, I'm going to see what happens when the SPAC actually starts trading. It's not trading as of yet, and see what they go after and see if he pays too much for something. If he does, then the SPAC probably falls. But it's going to be priced at $20 a share. A lot of SPACs are at 10, but this one's going to be priced at 20, according to all the reports that I've seen so far on it. So it's something really to keep an eye on. Again, if you're saying, what the hell's a SPAC? A couple of the companies that went public via SPACs as in the last year. DraftKings, we all know DraftKings, right? The fancy sports company. Virgin Galactic, symbol SPCE. That's Richard Branson's space company. So we've had some really big names go that route, and we're seeing a lot more coming this way. The one that's been in news as of the last month is Nikola NKLA, the electric truck company. One that, again, I wouldn't be going near it at these levels, but it tends to be one that people like to be trading. It's back down to $50. So it was above 90 just a month ago. Now we're down to 50. I think it could keep dropping down to 30s, really, if not lower. I would not want to be owning it right here. So, and I love that sector too. You all know I love the electric vehicle sector. Another report came out today, which is pretty fascinating too, is video game spending in the month of June up 26% to $1.2 billion. Year to date, it's up 19%. So very strong. Obviously, that's because of the whole work from home type thing. And people, obviously, if you're stuck home, what are you doing? You're buying video games and playing video games. But that's good news. And there's actually a video game ETF, the ETFMG Video Game Tech ETF, symbol GAMR. And that rally has had a heck of a year, as you can imagine. Hit a new all-time high just last week. We've since pulled back very slightly. We pulled back about 3.5%, 4% from the all-time high. But man, so many stocks are really rocking. Everything from the big name guys like Activision, Take-Two, Electronic Arts, which is EA, even Nintendo, which a lot of times people don't think about as much, but Nintendo pulling back 2 weeks ago hit a new high as well, pulling back multi-year high. Tencent, which is Nintendo and Tencent, we both have in our portfolio for early stage for investment opportunities. But both those companies are pulling back from highs. Both big companies, both stocks we've had for quite some time, they've done really well for us. Tencent Holding hit a new all-time high just recently. So it's the largest gaming company in the world based out of China. It's a hot sector. We've been in it for a while, but I still think that we have some much more upside to go here with this sector because, the whole esports type thing, people really playing video games as sports is a big, big business, folks. And unfortunately, the way things are looking with sports, I don't know what it's going to look like when we do get going. Hopefully, everything keeps going smooth. I'm ready for some sports, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, so about 15 minutes into it here, let's jump into some stocks. A lot of people asking about stocks, of course, this week. Well, one a lot of people ask about, and one it's in the news, and one that we have in our portfolio, and I'm going to be happy and brag about it right here. It's having one hell of a day, and that is Ericsson, E-R-I-C. It's trading at the best level since 2015 today, up about almost 13% on the day so far. It's around 1084. This stock has been just rocking and rolling as of late, and blockbuster numbers. They came out with earnings this morning. They came out with earnings per share of 94 Kroger, beats it Kruger, I think. Wait, what is it? Kruger, I think it is. I'm losing. I'm Tony. It's been a long week here. Krona. Thinking of Seinfeld, Swedish Krona. Man, I probably have some on my desk here too. So Swedish Krona came in at 0.94, apologize, 0.94 Swedish Krona, beat by 30, though, 0.3. So that's a huge beat. The other thing is that came out earlier this week is the UK now is joining some other countries and are banning Huawei. Huawei is the number one telecom equipment maker in the world based in China. Number two and number three are Ericsson and Nokia. So this news, obviously, the fact that more countries are letting number one come in, that means number two, number three are getting a lot more business. Obviously, we like Ericsson. That's what's in the portfolio. I wouldn't chase it here, up 13% at all. Like I said, we've been in it for a while as well. But man, that's breaking out, looks good. I definitely let it run, let it keep going. And I think it could do well. I mean, look at the volume recently. It looks great. And keep in mind, this is a 5G play. This is a play on the build out of 5G. The UK basically getting rid of Huawei and not allowing them to do really grow their business anymore, and eventually eliminating them completely in the next couple of years. That is really kind of set back the UK's 5G aspirations a little because of this. But it kind of spreads out the money to be spent on 5G over the next decade. And you know, sitting pretty is Ericsson right now. So yeah, let's keep it on Ericsson. But man, Nokia is up in the news today as well, up 5%. But again, much prefer Ericsson over Nokia. Another one that we've had a lot of questions about is Schrodinger, SDGR. Again, this is one where we're up over 100%. We have it in ESI. It's AI, software for healthcare, drug discovery. I mean, it's one of the coolest things in the world. they're expected to have a revenue be up 4x in the next 4 years. Losing money now, but by 2024 to make over $2.50 a share. I mean, that's big time growth, top and bottom line. However, let's look at this chart. It's one of the greatest charts out there, a recent IPO as well. But the stock has pulled back from the high that we saw last week to the low this week, a little over 20%. So of course, even though we're up huge on it, people freak out. People don't like to see their stocks come down. For some reason, we get caught in this mentality that stocks go up every day, and it's just not the way things work. So if I look at this chart, I take away the name, I just look at it, this is a great setup. I mean, this is a buy right here. This is pulling back from an all-time high, sitting on an uptrend line, sitting on price support, sitting on a 50-day moving average. RSI is turning up. I mean, volume's been bullish in a good way. I mean, it looks good, right? It looks great. I mean, so that's why a lot of times I'll be patient to buy into something. You don't buy just because it's what I came across and then, oh, it's a great stock, or buying today. You wait and try to pick your entry points, folks, because you could have bought it 2 weeks ago at $98, but now it's at 82. It was below 80 yesterday. Buying at 80 versus 98 is a big freaking difference. Just to back up there, you need to go up 20%. So please keep that in mind, that you have to be patient when it comes to this market. And we're going to have a lot of ups and downs and volatility between now and the election. So we'll have plenty of opportunity to buy. You don't need to rush out there. It's okay to have some powder dry and have some cash ready to put into market when in situations like this. So there's a lot of stocks that look like Schrodinger that were hitting highs and pull back and now are on support. That's okay. It's a great time to buy. Here's another one, as a matter of fact. A lot of people are asking about Alteryx, AYX. Again, in the portfolio, investment opportunities portfolio. Alteryx, AYX, data analytics. It's a company that ran up to a new all-time high just last week, then pulled back from that intraday high to the intraday low about 17%. And now it's, again, sitting on huge price support, sitting on a 50-day moving average, RSI is oversold, sitting on an uptrend line. This is what you want. I mean, when you pull back like this, this is your opportunity to buy. And the thing is, even though we had pulled back 17% from that high to the intraday low this week, we're still up 60% for the year in the stock. 60% for the year. 60%. through 6 months and 17 days. That's a hell of a return, folks. And you know, this is a play. It's, you know, the future is data, more data. And even more importantly, how do you analyze the data? The analytics behind this data, that's what this company does. So again, just another great opportunity to buy in a pullback. Acadia. People probably know a lot about this one because in a video that Steve Sugar and I did together on the Melt-Up, we did a little while ago, this was my free stock idea that I gave away. And Acadia, symbol ACAD, Acadia Pharmaceuticals, again, just remains one of my favorites out there. They could have some data in the very near future, which could really move the stock to the upside if it comes out positive. You know, they had revenue last year. Even though it's a biotech, it's about an $8 billion biotech, they had some decent revenue, $339 million last year. However, by 2024, and 4 years from now, they're looking to have $2.5 billion in revenue as more drugs get approved, and over $10 a share in earnings. I mean, think about this. If you can grow from losing money to $10 a share in 4 years, you're probably trading at least 30 times earnings, if not 40. Probably 40. 40 times earnings, you can do the math, that's $400 a share. The stock's at $55.28 right now. Your upside's pretty damn high, folks. So I love this for long term. It's got a lot of great drugs out there in the pipeline. One goes after MDD, which is major depressive disorder, and schizophrenia, a couple mental issues like that. And as I was researching Acadia today, just a little further research for you guys, I came across another company, and I'm going to share this with you for the first time. I haven't shared this one yet. And this is Relmada, R-L-M-D. Pretty interesting looking company. Stock really took off late last year. It blew up, and the chart's been looking really good since then. What I really like about what's going on here is that it's a smaller company, only $610 million, so it's a microcap. They also have a drug for MDD. No sales yet. No sales expected until 2023. So basically no revenue until 2023. So obviously you have no earnings. But there, some of the analysts out there are saying that the peak for this drug could be $3.7 billion. Again, you're betting on a drug, and that's what happens when you do some of these biotechs. But very, very interesting stock to keep an eye on. Again, I'm not recommending one way or the other, but I came across it while I was doing my research, and I thought to myself, well, yeah, let's do a little more research. I'll share it with everybody here today, and we'll kind of take it from there and see where we end up. I'm going to grab a couple more here for you. I haven't prepared these, but I was going through them pretty fast today. A couple more that people were asking about. Let me see. People ask about Graf again. I talked about Graf last week, just similar G-R-A-F. They're going to be, it's a SPAC, so let's go back to the SPAC. But they're going to be combining with or having intentions to be buying Velodyne LiDAR. And, you know, to me, this is a very, very interesting play because LiDAR, to me, is something that's pretty impressive. And Velodyne is one of the leaders. If you don't know, it's a big thing that goes on top of a self-driving car, autonomous vehicle. And, it shoots the light out. It's kind of like it's like a version of radar, basically, but it uses light. That's why it's called LiDAR. Pretty amazing company. So I need to do more research on it to see what the valuation is like, because once it goes through, SPACs can be a little confusing sometimes because you don't know what the real valuation is going through at. You know, right now, Graf's trading at $310 million valuation, but once everything goes through and you know, how much money is committed, that type of stuff, how shares get moved around, it could be value too high for me. So it's one I'm going to keep an eye on, but it's up 7% today. The chart looks pretty darn good on it. It's holding up, but again, need to do more research on it. But that's a SPAC to keep an eye on because it has a really very interesting company that we're looking at here. Let's see what else we got in this list we got going on here. Another one that we almost added to the portfolio, and I didn't. I wish I would have a few months ago before it broke out, and that's Cerence, C-R-N-C. They make some software for autonomous vehicles. So this one has been on our watch list for a while. Very similar situation to a lot of these stocks. It rallied up to a new all-time high at 45. It's since pulled back to 35. We're at 37 and three quarters right now, kind of building a base at 35. So it looks like it could hold there. If it holds 35, this looks like a nice little entry place there potentially. But that's one to keep an eye on as well. It's a great play here on looking at the future of autonomous vehicles. Another stock that we had a long time ago, Dexcom, people were asking about, it's called DXCM. This is a play on diabetes. This is a company that has just been a huge winner over the last few years. I mean, huge, huge, huge. I mean, you go back to just 2 years ago, 2018, it was a $95 stock. Now it's $427. You can go back even further. You go back to 2008, it's a single-digit stock. It's down around $6, and now it's at $427. Think about that. I mean, that's what, 70 times your money? 70 times your money. You know, this is one of those things where invest in what you know. I'm not saying you know this because anybody has diabetes, but the stats were that people were becoming more obese. Obesity leads to diabetes. The amount of pre-diabetics in this country is ridiculous. The amount of people that are actually truly diabetic are ridiculous in this country. We have a very bad diet. One of the reasons why the death rate is so high for COVID is because a lot of people with diabetes are getting it, and it's really troublesome with their compromised immune system. So yeah, that's one. I mean, you hate to say that's why the stock's going up, but I mean, it's diabetes is a major damn issue, and we need to get it under control. But the stock has run so much here. I don't know if I buy it here, but that's one. Again, keep an eye on all these stocks. These are all stocks that I've talked about in the past, obviously. And I continue to like. So one more that people were asking about, and this is in our Power Portfolio portfolio and a product that me and Louis and Avalier do every year. And this is Model N, M-O-D-N. Very similar situation, rallied to a new all-time high, just under $40, pulled back. Now it's at $35.09. It's actually up $1.28 today. Bouncing off the 50-day moving average, bouncing off the uptrend line. RSI is oversold, price support. I mean, you're seeing this, folks. There's so many great buys out there right now that I don't know if I'm doing buying today or Monday, but I'm looking to do some more buying, absolutely, on some of these tech stocks that have pulled back. And they needed to pull back. It's okay. Pulling back's all right. We can't go straight up. But when they do pull back like this, the selling shoots you quick. And it ends quick. And that's why you need to be ready and have your charts like I have. I look at it every day. And we go through them and try to find the next buying opportunity. Looks like Model N already in there, already making money, but it looks nice here in a pullback as well. All right, folks, thank you so much for watching this week. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the channel. Sorry, the energy a little lower this week. It's been a long week for me, but I look forward to getting back next week. And again, we're still trying to work on getting two shows a week to you, and hopefully get it as soon as possible. You know, the way the world is right now, it's been a little tougher than normal to get things kind of rolling with people not really coming to the office. So thank you so much again. Again, have a wonderful damn weekend. Get out there, hug somebody, slap them on the behind, and tell them just what a good person they are. And just smile and enjoy life and be nice to people. All right, thank you so much again. I'm Matt McCall, and this has been The Moneyline.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.